Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After the ministration from Turning Point Audio, turn to the prayer devotional booklet, also authored by me. Read the Bible study portion for the day, pray the prayer portion for the day, and also follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. If you subscribe online, it shall be sent to your phone. You can do a 1 year or a monthly subscription. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Thursday, March 7, 2024. Seven is God's number for rest, for completeness and completion. On the seventh day of going around the wall of Jericho, the huge wall fell, and the covenant children of God moved in to take their possession. Let me connect to this in praying for all of us today. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. On this day of rest and victory, you shall take possession of your inheritance. It is your covenant inheritance to live a good life in good health all your years. It is your covenant inheritance to raise a great and happy family, to live peace of mind and in serene atmosphere. It is your covenant inheritance to prosper and do well where God has placed you. I stand here today to prophesy over everyone's life. You will not be robbed of your God's inheritance. If you have not taken your bath, let's do this morning. Let's take this prophetic action. Do this. Speak or sing in tongue while taking your bath this morning, or while pouring water on yourself from the bucket and the plastic bowl in your hand. If you are not able to speak or sing in tongue, then sing a chorus of your choice or sing a hymn you know so well to worship God all the time of taking your bath. Now, anoint yourself and speak good things more to your life, looking at yourself in the mirror. Something will turn in the spiritual in your favor. If you can't do it today again, do so tomorrow morning or even in the evening when you return from work before you go to bed. All these instructions and faith prophetic actions, they come to me by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Please obey them. You shall receive a miracle phone call today, a miracle chat or SMS. In the place of prayer, I saw a big ripe purple fruit, carica papaya, ripe, beautiful, and attractive. And I said, what is this? He said to me, tell my children their blessings are ripe for harvesting and enjoyment. Ask them to pluck and enjoy. Listeners, do this also. Get a fruit today, any type of fruit at all that is ripe. Wash, pee, and eat. God's promised blessings shall start arriving for you, for your children, and your business. Your harvest shall not be wasted. In Jesus' name, say amen. I receive it. Do that which you have been instructed and asked to do today. God's promises for you shall be totally fulfilled. March 7th, celebrant your birthday prayers. Open your hand and let me pray. Be blessed and be divinely covered. You shall mark March 7 yearly in good health, in joy, prosperity, and power till you are 120 years. Say amen. Now, listeners, we are on the fourth day of effective, effectual, fervent, biblical, and prophetic prayers. Pray these prayers seriously. No one can pray for you like you can for yourself. You wear the shoe so you know where it pinches. Beside, under this anointing, God will answer prayers for all those who pray for him, to him, connected to this anointing. First prayer today is from Psalm 30, verse 5. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Pray and say, in the name of Jesus, all weepings end in my life and family forever. No more tears. No more weeping, no more mourning, and no more crying. I announce this is my day of joy and rejoicing. God shall make me laugh. People will join me to sing, to dance, and celebrate very soon. That is my portion. I claim it in Jesus' name. Yes, you will laugh soon. Next, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Let's pray with Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more to the perfect day. Say like this, I claim my path to shine more and more. I claim Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 as my own. My life shine more and more. God's light on me shall shine more and more. I receive the more and more grace to shine brighter and brighter, to go higher and higher, to move faster and faster. I receive grace and power for higher dimension of spiritual operation, of deeper revelation in God, of new ideas, creativity, and innovation. From now on, I shall enjoy a sweet ride with God through the Holy Ghost. I shall not walk in fear, in doubt, or confusion anymore. I receive understanding beyond my natural human capacity. In Jesus' name. Now, let's pray with Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. Pray and say it like this. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I hide myself and my family in the name of Jesus. I am covered, protected, and shielded from all arrows of the enemies. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. My family is covered by the blood of Jesus. I am seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers, far above sicknesses and diseases, far above frustration, oppression, and depression in Christ Jesus. I am divinely covered. The traps of danger, of evil, and untimely death set for me is hereby dismantled by fire in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, they are dismantled and destroyed. You shall go in and out in absolute victory and protection. Next, let's pray with Proverbs 24, verse 3. True wisdom is an house built, and by understanding it is established. Verse 5 says, a wise man is strong. Let's combine these two. Touch your forehead gently as we pray this prayer. Pray and say, O Lord my God, grant me unusual wisdom to build and operate in life. The type of wisdom you gave King Solomon and the higher dimension of wisdom Jesus operated while here. Impart my life with such wisdom. Give me understanding also. Give me strange insight into issues around me. Make me get solutions with ease. I confess that I am strong, I'm wise, I'm able, and I will get there. Finally, for today, let's pray with Esther chapter 5, verse 2. And when the king saw Esther, Esther obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Pray this way, with faith and with energy. I receive supernatural grace for favor. As Esther received favor before the king, let my life, my children, my business, my platform, my ministry, and everything connected to me enjoy favor from high quarters. I shall not be dishonored. I shall not be disrespected. No, I will operate powerfully. I will not be ignored. I receive grace for acceptance, for respect, from high places, from great people. In Jesus' name. All say amen. Say amen again. Yes, it shall be so. You will not have less. We shall go further from here tomorrow. You can pray this inspired prayers ministration again and again, anytime, anywhere, any day, and God will answer your prayers. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let what is blessing you also bless the people connected to you. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos, TPGF members and all listeners in and around Lagos leave home on time to beat the traffic leaving Spring Chapel opposite Allen Avenue. That's where it's holding. 7 to 9 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Prayer focus today is end to all sufferings. Yes, all sufferings. Spiritual, physical, emotional, financial, marital, visible and invisible. Come to be anointed, to be touched, imparted, and prayed for to end all sufferings in your life and in your family. You shall be given anointed man to free for praying and doing miracle. Bring things to represent things for divine intervention. These same two prayer mountain services shall host simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo, Akwa Ibom State. TPGF members in all these cities locate our centers and be attending. Telephone numbers to call or chat with for direction and further details. Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Start calling, SMS, or chat now. It shall be live stream, so connect from all over the world. For all my listeners in Abeokuta and around Abeokuta Ogun State, I invite you to enroll for a 4-weekend only in our Bible College and Leadership Academy, holding Friday evening and Saturday morning for 4 weekends only. Telephone number to call for more information is Pastor Ojo on 0803-471-8293. Stay and call now and it will be enrolled. It's starting this Friday. So come and don't miss it. And then if you are there to pay your tithe, your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment, your vow, and the 333 seed we are sowing this month, do so. People are doing so and mighty things are happening. If you do what they do, you will get what they get. I speak to everyone's life. The power of grace, the power of glory, the power of God will work for you. You shall go further. You never come back. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly fulfilled and you are prospered. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.